Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for making some time for us. We know you guys are very busy over there as the second semester is steamrolling along. But as everybody's looking with one out of one corner of their eye, spring break just slightly around the corner. So we know everybody over there has that carrot to chase. But it's busy times in the MCCSE, Tim. And what's happening over there that we need to know about?
Well, Tim's kind of the newbie with MCCSE.
Welcome to it.
Tim, tell us where you came from and what you were doing, and then we'll talk about what you do now.
Sure. Well, I came from Evansville about 15 years ago. No. Where I came from, I was with the city of Bloomington until 2011, and then I came to the school district in 11 as the director of school-age care, running our before and after school programs and adventure camp.
Right.
And then here in December, when Bev Smith's former position, that director of school and community services, was reshaped into this job, I came in at the beginning of December, so I'm going right on about 3 months right now.
So what's your background in media, the kinds of things you do?
Yeah, I started as a telecom major up at Ball State and then realized Bloomington was a
David Letterman's hometown.
David Letterman. I went to the David Letterman Telecom School, realized how great Bloomington was, so I moved down my sophomore year of college and ended up getting a master's in communication and culture here, but also working with kids in the community. So those two have kind of merged together now into this position, and I really feel at home doing what I'm doing now.
So tell us a little bit about that program you used to be in charge of. How do
people
get involved in
that? Yeah, Tim's
been
on this program before.
Yeah, the before and after school program, it runs in all the elementary schools, starts at 6:30 in the morning, runs until the start of school, and then after school runs until 6 p.m., then the Adventure Camp program, we serve anywhere in a given summer from about 200 to 350 students in a school building in a hybrid academic summer camp program.
So it gives parents an opportunity to drop off their children on their way to work and before school starts.
Right, and that camp program actually just had a registration kickoff. So if people are interested, they can contact the school-age care office and get enrolled for summer camp right now.
Now you're dealing with publications and media relations when something from Indianapolis TV station or radio station wants to know what's happening. You're the first stop.
Yes. I really kind of look at my job in four segments. They're all intertwined together with the overall goal of just getting information to the public and to our stakeholders. But I think that first segment is the one you mentioned, the newsroom. So if we get a media request, no matter what the request is, it comes through me. And if I'm the best person to answer, I'll answer the question. If not, I find out who is the best person and connect them to the person requesting some information. The second one is webmaster for MCCSE.
Are you the guy that puts the stoplight up?
Actually, John Carter in our planning department puts it up. But I'm the one that creates what gets put up.
You created the stoplight. He has the stoplight controls.
He has the stoplight controls.
Changes the colors.
I'll leave that to him.
Yeah, and Tim's in charge of Twitter and all that good stuff as well. So
right. So, yeah, that's the other piece. So in addition to being webmaster, the social media piece, the Facebook, Twitter, and then our blog on our homepage are all just more ways that we can get information.
Content, baby. Content. It's all about content these days.
Exactly. And then I think the last one is answering questions and communicating to parents. When a call comes into our administration building, if the person at our front desk doesn't have an immediate answer, that gets forwarded to me. And if I don't have the immediate answer, again, I figure out who does. Questions range all over the board. One we got yesterday was, I graduated in 1996 and need a copy of my diploma. So that came to me, and I said, well, let's figure out how to get you a copy of your transcript so you can apply to a college.
Cool. This is Tim Pritchard, who is the Director of Public Relations and Information Officer for the MCCSE. And Tim, in part of your job with his information, you deal with parents and the constituency of the actual school, not just the media. So you've got publications. You just mentioned Twitter and Facebook and things like that. What's available to parents? What kinds of things are out there that people can subscribe to or get copies of to find out what's going on?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So in addition to the social media, and I do encourage everyone to follow us on social media, Twitter, for example, that's the first way you find out if there's a school closing or delay. And the other ways that you know, we're working with parents through our print publications. The Our Schools newsletter just came out, the spring 2015 edition. So folks can find that on our homepage, but then also print copies will be available at schools. And then the other piece that's kind of, you know, looming on the horizon is the school district referendum. We're about 6 years into that referendum since it passed, and we are working on a publication that will hopefully come out the end of this month, a 24-page document that details everything that's happened since the referendum. We get questions still about how, you know, how were funds used.
What the tax rate is or isn't.
The tax rate is or isn't. And so people know who are listening, I've updated all those documents just last week on our homepage. You can find it under Corporation Referendum Document Library. You can go in and find updated expenditure charts that detail line item, everything that dollars were spent on.
Good.
But this brochure is really designed to, you know, be full information, to give somebody a full look at where we came from, where we're going, and how we're going to get there.
Well, I can tell you in the publications that I've seen that have come from your area, we feature teachers. We feature the children that are in the schools. We talk about the programs that they're involved in. And you're the guy that's got your kind of your finger on the pulse, heartbeat of what's going on in the schools. I would imagine there's not much going on that you don't know about.
We have 22 or 21 school buildings, so I'm surprised every day with something that comes on my plate. But yeah, in general, the big events, I definitely know I have them on my calendar, on my radar. You know, one example of that as things come up, the Sea Perch robotics article that was in the paper recently.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, the process of how that happened, Mrs. Carol Fry over at Arlington gave me a call, said, hey, we've got this great after-school program. I said, oh, well, the public needs to know about that. So together, she and I wrote a press release. We got it to Mary Keck at the Herald Times, who we work very well with. We love having the Herald Times to help us out getting some of this information to the public. And they ended up running a front-page story on an after-school program. So from the idea with the principal, hey, this is happening, all the way to the front-page story, I've kind of been in the middle of that process guiding it along.
Well, there's so much that is going on, all of the clubs, all of the organizations, all of the individual students, and it's not just what they do in the schools because, for instance, we have students that are recognized by outside organizations, and you're talking about them, too, and getting stories out about that.
Exactly, yeah, and that's where I really rely on the network that we have here in the school district. I'm always grateful that I worked with the folks here at MCCSC for 3.5 years before coming into this job, because that network has built relationships and rapport with all of our principals so they can shoot me a quick email. I know what they're talking about. I have the information. We can get it on our website and get it out to any media outlets that would be interested.
Tim, before we let you go, one of the big stories for us is Assembly Hall is not available for graduation this year. Remind people
what they have to do when
Aunt Martha and Uncle Tony are coming in for the graduation. How do we get tickets? Where is it going to be?
Right. Each high school will be holding, North and South will hold their high school graduations at their respective schools. So a certain number of tickets are available for the actual graduation event in the gym, and then those will be live cast either in the auditorium or another space in the building. So if people are interested, they should talk to their high school student. Their high school student will have all the details from their counseling office and from their administration at their building. But that is a big change for us, and we're welcoming the new Assembly Hall, but it also causes, you know, a few rearrangements in the community while that
happens. Hopefully that's just a one-year inconvenience.
Right, right.
Because the Assembly Hall will hopefully be bigger, better, and badder coming up. Not this spring, but next. Tim, great job as always. We know you're very busy. If we can help out with anything, let us know. We'll see you on the Twitterverse, and check in before the semester ends, will you?
All right, thank you both.